Well, we're really pleased with the way the boys have come back. They had a nice break over Christmas, but they all had their own individual programs within it. And there's a, you know, the challenge is, will they follow them? But we're really pleased. All the times that they've shown since they've come back and the way they've approached training has been quite outstanding. That's what happens this time of the year when you're in a good program. I'm sure the other clubs are doing the same, but we're really pleased with the way they are. It's quite a challenge because there's a long time, particularly this year when the season's a slightly later start. It's a long period of time for the players to really focus on not much. But we've got a trip to Queenstown in New Zealand on the 31st of January, so we'll work towards that, and that there'll be a bit of a change of focus there. We'll still do a reasonable amount of training, but there'll be a bit of more team development and game development and a bit of other experiential stuff there. So we'll work towards that, and then when we come back from that, then there's that shorter period between that and the first game, which will be probably about another 3 or 4 weeks. The couple of the newer players who have come to the club have been very, very much standouts. So Jack Crisp from Brisbane has trained really well, done everything we could have asked, as has Travis Varko, who obviously I know reasonably well. He's trained as well as he ever had in a pre-season and looking particularly well. And Levi Greenwood's also fitted in pretty well. He's had a couple of minor things to hold him back, but he's training very well also. Yeah, well, Dane's training very well. He's had a fair bit of surgery post-season. So what we're doing is just working him to get to a position of fitness where he can play. And he's training virtually every day and training very hard. He's not in the regular program with the footies as much as the other guys, but he's working very hard. We're very pleased with where he is at the minute. He's still got a reasonable amount of work to do, but we're quite pleased with him. Ben is on his way back now. All the reports are is that we're expecting a pretty good outcome from this. Again, we won't be able to tell until he comes back, but we always thought it was a relatively minor injury in itself. It's just around a few other soft tissue injuries that we thought we might have a look at, perhaps if there's any systemic problem. We're thinking that the report so far is that he'll respond pretty well to it and should be able to be flying when he comes back. Both Brett and Matthew Scharenberg have both had the ACL reconstruction, which is the long-term stuff. Most of it is for them having the patience to get through, but we're very pleased with how they're both going. They're both training well. They're both progressing very well. We can't put a time on when they'll play, but certainly we expect both of them to have an impact in next year's season. It's just we're not quite sure when. Yeah, Jesse Ryder's been training fabulously. Unfortunately, he rolled his ankle today. He's having scans at some point during the day, which is I'm breaking all the rules here saying he's having scans because we don't know the results as yet. But, you know, it's obviously a little bit of a concern, but when we know more, we'll be able to tell you more. But obviously he's rolled his ankle and he's a little bit sore. The attitude pre-Christmas was very strong. They worked very hard. And then often that break, they come back. It's interesting to see how they come back, but they haven't missed a beat. I think they can see the opportunity in front of them. The issue that we've got is that there's quite a bunch of players who are somewhat unproven. They've all got a lot of potential and possibility, so there's a lot of competition within the group as to who's going to get a shot. So I reckon they're taking that very positively. They're working very hard. They're working very well as a team and as a group in the way that they're encouraging each other, knowing that individually they've each got to shine. So I think it's a good position we're in.